This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado man has been sentenced to prison in Nevada for crashing his car into a solar power facility and setting it ablaze last January. Authorities initially characterized the incident as a terror attack on the electric system serving several Las Vegas Strip casinos. Mohammed Marion was sentenced to 2 to 10 years after pleading guilty but mentally ill to felony arson and property destruction. His attorney says Ms. Marion was experiencing personal issues surrounding the loss of his marriage and business, not thoughts of terrorism. Some of Congresswoman Lauren Boebert's supporters are disappointed with her decision to seek re-election in another district. Still, some supporters think that's understandable. Alan Mays of Cortez is the former head of the Montezuma County GOP. He's in the latter camp. He spoke with Boebert.
It's been rough for her in CD3. The other party is definitely ganging up on her.
While Mays is confident Boebert would have beaten back a primary challenge, even he was less sure about her ability to win the general election for the 3rd Congressional District on the Western Slope. The 4th District on the Eastern Plains is solidly Republican, but Boebert must get through a crowded primary field to win the GOP nomination. And Puebloans can now walk, run, and bike on the recently completed paved path on top of the Arkansas River levee near downtown. The new trail system links to more than 30 miles of an existing trail system. It also provides connections between multiple neighborhoods and access to recreation along the river. Funding for the entire project comes from the state, city, conservancy district, and other sources. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.